Dr. Randy. My name is Carol, and the lie I tell myself is that nobody could care about me. And I've been telling myself that for my whole life, and I'm in my 60s now.
Boy, that's a sad way to start a show, but I'm doing that because we hear from so many of our friends, many of you, that have allowed the lies to take way too much of your brain space. Way too much. Disproportionate amount of your brain and your thinking and your energy. And Satan loves it, and you get damaged by it, and it seems to be a pervasive reality in our life that lying to ourselves can be a really big deal. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to give you some freedom. We're going to show you how you can break free some of the lies you tell yourself. And I welcome you to our Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Dr. Randy here live today with Jennifer and Stephen. We got the phone lines up and going now, ready to talk to you. And I just come on in and join the discussion, maybe just being transparent about some of the lies you've told yourself or lies that have been told to you that you believed and how that's impacted your life and what you're doing about it and what God's shown you through this to maybe help some others get settled on a couple things that are very biblical and freedom-based today. Dr. Randy at 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Two verses from the Bible. Let's get started with a biblical foundation here. Two verses from the Apostle Paul. One is my favorite verse, one of my favorite verses in Bible, Philippians 4:8, where the Apostle Paul reminds us that whatever is true, that's the first thing he says, by the way, whatever is true. And then he goes on to talk whatever is right and praiseworthy and of good report and so on, to think on these things. So Paul's telling us what goes on in our noggin is important, right? And later he says, take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. Now, many of us have been lied to by family. Perhaps when you were young, you got something that was told or something you assumed you were being told in your mind, or maybe lies on social media. Come on, you turn on social media today. I feel for you all who follow these influencers and thinking, well, how come I don't measure up? It's got to be overwhelming for many. Lies from sibs, maybe your siblings. You were in a birth order in such a way you didn't feel like you measured up from comparisons. Maybe lies you tell yourself from failures in the past, like I'm stuck, there's no hope, I don't know what to do next. Maybe you got lies from teachers, counselors, who knows. But we tend to lie to ourselves. And it does take a disproportionate amount of our brain. And we're going to see if we can experience a little more freedom here today and tell ourselves the truth. All right. Phone line is open. Join the discussion. What have you done in wrestling with this thing about self-talk? What have you learned about it? What have you lied to yourself about? And how's God given you maybe some freedom in that process? 888-888-1717. As I was preparing for the show, one of the things we do, we have a lot of audio that comes in on our comment line and past shows and so on that I get a chance to listen to kind of get my heart and mind ready for the show. And I ran across this call that came in. I think I maybe talked to Cindy on the air, or was a comment that was left in the past, but it just stopped me right in my tracks. Because what you're going to hear in a moment is how someone said something to her that changed the course of her life. And not in a good way. Because she chose to believe it, I suppose, and react in a way that didn't really take her where she wanted to go. And many of you will relate to this. Come join us. 888-888-1717. Take a listen to Cindy.
Well, when I was 19, I went to a college to pursue a sports medicine career. And the male counselor told me, oh, honey, you don't want to do that. It's going to take too long. I'm going to send you over to talk to the director of the nursing department. And I was so bashful that I just walked out of there, and well, I was in tears, and I never pursued that. And I would just say that don't let somebody try to take away your dreams. I believe God sent me there because I am a serving type person. And, you know, so here I am 40-some years old and, you know, never pursued that. And I just regret it every day.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. You're 40-something. Your life's not over. You still have a ways to go. Probably maybe halftime here. And I tell people, don't stop because, you know, you're halfway through your life and you think you're too old to do something. Don't lie to yourself. Wherever you are, you're going to get a day older tomorrow with or without pursuing that thing in your life or pursuing whatever God's speaking to you about. You know, I remember many years ago when Kevin Lehman and I were on the air together, Dr. Lehman, and we got a call from a listener. She may be listening today, I don't know, in Midland, Michigan. And we had been talking about this things, the lies we tell ourselves and so on. And she said, I want to call and tell you a story. She said, some time ago, I heard you talk about that you're going to pursue a dream, pursue it. And she said, I always wanted to play the oboe. But I got kids and responsibility, and I'm thinking I'm too old. I can't do this. And we kind of said, go for it. So she started practicing oboe. She went and took lessons. And then to the total embarrassment of her kids, I guess her son or daughter was in the, I think she said, sixth grade band at school. She went and asked the instructor if she could come and join the sixth grade band so she could practice with them. Hi, Mom. Anyway, the last report I had, we talked. I met her at a conference in Midland or in Michigan a number of years ago, or I think it was Mount Pleasant. And the last report I had, she was playing the oboe in the Midland Symphony. So listen, I don't know what kind of things you tell yourself or you allow others to tell you, but we need to hang on to this truth. Take captive every thought of obedience to Christ. I love Philippians 4:8. Again, whatever is true, think on such things. Now, here's the truth. It may not be that you're going to be as good at something you'd like to be. And it may not be that you're going to be success at it. That's okay. But tell yourself the truth. It's okay to do something, to try something, and maybe even fail. If you're doing it with the right attitude and you've sought counsel in the process. Because one of the things I've battled, we talk about self-talk, one of the things I've battled in my life has been more worry and caution, making sure things are okay. And I got to be careful, tell myself the truth. It's okay. You know, we do live in a world that's fallen and got problems. And we trust the Lord and step out. So we can lie to ourselves. And in the process, it really keeps us back. Maybe you don't feel like you measure up as a mom or a dad, and it results in how you parent. I like what Yogi Berra said. Yogi Berra said more things, and I don't think he said half of this. But anyway, he's credited with this statement. Half of the lies they tell about me aren't true. And that's true about us, too. Half of the lies we tell ourselves about ourselves just ain't true. Maybe a few are. That's okay. We learn and we grow. All right, let's get to the calls. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Peggy, you're first in New Mexico. Welcome to the show today.
Hello.
Hi, go right ahead.
Hi. Okay, this is my testimony that I grew up with four sisters. So, you know, the body shaming, I was the big one, they were the skinnies. Okay, so it started off at the very beginning. I got into heavy drugs, drinking, adultery. You know, I because I had gotten to a point one time, I'm so bad, I'm going to go to hell anyways. Mm. So what the hell? You know, I'm going for it. And then the Lord came and saved me. He saved me in a mighty way and gave me a desire for his word, his Bible. Yeah. I mean, I had an overwhelming desire, and I just read it and read it. That was when I was 34. I'm 63. I've been reading the Bible. Well, and I even went through a time, a desert time, where I didn't have the word. And I prayed for it. You know, Lord, give me a time in your word. And he did give it back to me. And you know, when I heard that first lady, you know, and she's saying all that, I'm like, read the word, mm-hmm. read the word, because that's what changed my whole, that's where the transformation of the mind comes from.
Yeah.
It's the word. He transformed my mind. And honestly, you know, that condemnation linger, but I am. I'm about to cry because I am so grateful to God.
Amen.
So grateful to God how he turned me around in my mind. There was times when I had PTSD from the drinking. He took that away. There's a PTSD that, man, I just out of nowhere, this thought, this memory would come to my mind and just wreck my day.
Yeah.
Wreck me.
And, you know, Satan is a master at this, Peggy. He's a master at whispering, sometimes very quietly and sometimes loudly, you don't deserve to feel freedom. You are condemned. You know, you are stuck. There is no hope for you. And then, as you said, we turn to Scripture, and Scripture screams at us, sometimes quietly and sometimes with a great deal of strength, the truth that we are a new creation, the Bible says. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Doesn't mean we still don't struggle with stuff, because we do, but now we have a new mind, a new heart. And it's a process, and living daily intentionally, that's why we teach what we teach, because life is a daily occurrence, and the power of one thing is what we believe every day, focusing on the truth. Thank you, Peggy. We'll be back. We're going to go to Alan. Hang on, man, in Kansas. We'll get to you. You can join us as well. What have you learned about lies you tell yourself or others have told you and finding freedom? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, Paul says, and he's talking to the church at Corinth here, and he's instructing them, and he says, if it seems that we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God, and if we are in our right minds, isn't that a beautiful way of picturing it? Hey, if I'm crazy to you, or if I'm seeming like I'm in my right mind, either way, it's for your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month on these circles of control, and we only have one, and you stand in it for your life, and I stand in mine, and I'm responsible for me, and you for you, and your spouse for them, self, and so on. But within our circle of control, our circle, there's not a lot of control that we have, but what we do, what God has allowed us to have control over, man, we need to exercise it, and our thinking is one of them. That's a powerful thing. Not only our behavior and our emotions, but also our thinking. Talking today about the lies we tell ourselves. Let's go. Alan, you're next in Kansas. Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Randy, appreciate all you do for everybody.
Thank you. What have you learned?
I'm just gonna share a little bit. I'm 62 years old. I farm for a living now. I own two businesses. And over the years, when I first became a Christian, I had the Institute and Basic Life Principle, Bill Gothard. I don't know, a lot of people have negative on it, but it was very good. There was a lot of good information there, even though it wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you could become very realistic if you let it,
right. That's
pretty much with anything. So I'm just going to share that when I became a Christian and went through that seminars, I learned that it was Christ's esteem, not my self-esteem. And once Christ is yours and you believe it, and you live for him, doesn't mean you're not going to fall. It just means that if you can remember that that esteem that you have comes from him, and he would have died just for you if you were the only one on earth. And I think that's important
for
people to realize if they didn't have dads or didn't have dads that were there or moms that were there, that they were maybe abused or whatever. You're valuable based upon the cost that it cost him.
Mm. You know, listen, you know, Carol started our show today with that little tease talking about I lie to myself, nobody cares. And as a follower of Christ, maybe you feel that other people don't care, but God does. Yeah, you may not feel it every day, but it's there. Just because you don't feel it, feelings can be very deceptive. And Alan's reminding us that self-esteem, you know, that idea that it's all about me, right? When we have Christ esteem, I like that, Christ esteem. In other words, our strength is in Him, not in ourselves. What does the Bible say? In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. In other words, when we realize that we're ultimately not leaning on our own power, but on Him, then He gives us the direction for our life. That's powerful stuff. Okay, Alan, thank you for your call from Kansas today. We're talking about the power of telling yourself the truth in a world that just is full of lies. I mean, come on. Even I looked up something the other day, and it went to AI, and I asked a question, and I got two totally different answers. One said, yes, do that. The other one said, no, you'll kill yourself. I don't know. It was awful. I was thinking, hello. And this is the life in which we live. In fact, Stephen gave me some research that showed that the average person lies 3 or 4 times a day, overtly. And it could be about little things, but little white lies, right? But the fact is, it's a part of our fallen, sinful nature. You know that. You see it in your kids, and come on. We all know we wrestle with this. So it shouldn't be a surprise that we're going to struggle with lying to ourselves in the process, which can be very damaging. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Let's go to Autumn in Texas. What's going on with you?
So, you know, this topic is very close to my heart because I was raised in a defeatist household.
Mm.
And both of my parents still struggle with that. So does my brother. And it was always, well, of course you can't do that because your grandparents couldn't do that, or I couldn't do that, or of course this is how your life is, you don't have any choice in it, or of course you feel that way, or of course you're no good at that.
Wow.
And then that's what I was always told, if I couldn't do something, you know, nothing was really ever my fault, it was just there was no choice in it. I wasn't going to succeed because of my upbringing or because of my past. Or my family.
Yeah, so it was kind of a fatalistic. It's just that's your fate. You're going to be stuck in that. How did that affect you negatively, Autumn?
Oh, it took a very long time to get out from underneath that. A very long time. I've been married 15 years now, and I can say, you know, my husband helps because, you know, it's easy to fall back into those lies that we tell ourselves and that I've been told by my grandparents and my parents. But, you know, what helps is I have 7 children, and I homeschool them. And my son, he'll struggle. And, you know, when he struggles with math, or when I used to struggle, they'd say, well, of course you can't do math. None of us are good at math.
Yeah.
And when he struggles, he'll say, I can't. And I say, you don't use the C word. I don't allow the C word in my house, the can't.
Yeah.
We don't say can't. And I'll say, do not speak about my son like that, because my son can't. Mm. And so one day he was really struggling, and I said, if you would like to continue to speak about my son in that way, that he can't do this, you tell Jesus what you think about yourself and see if he agrees with you. And he comes out and he goes, you know what, Jesus doesn't think that about me.
Boy, that's so true. You know, as I'm thinking about you all sharing your stories about the truth, and we tend to, as Christians, we come back to the truth of the scripture and truth of what Jesus tells us and what the Bible teaches us, and then we shut off the show and go back to the lies we tell ourselves because they're so powerful in our lives. So I'm a realist here. I've worked with enough people over the years to know we don't shake this stuff off very easily. And it may need a miracle in your life to really say, God, I need a miracle to be able to start telling myself the truth. But sometimes there's some practical things you can do about stopping the lying to yourself is, do you have somebody in your life who can speak the truth to you that you trust, who's an encourager? Stop hanging around with people or situations that will continue to reinforce the lies that you have come to believe. So have someone in your life or someones who can speak the truth in love. When you need to hear the truth, you hear it, but you listen to it. Secondly, limit the amount of content coming into your life that's reinforcing the negativity. And with social media today, it just flows in 24 hours a day. The comparison stuff that goes on, you know, we've talked about anxiety and worry and fear. And what we find is depression is off the chart, anxiety is off the chart. These things are tied in many ways to what we're experiencing in this technological explosion in the world in which we're living today. How can we not feel inadequate when we try to compare ourselves with a billion other people who seem to have it all together online? Because they give you a little snippet of their life and you think, wow, their life is much more exciting than mine. They're better looking than I am. They're smarter than I am, or whatever it is. And come on, that's an easy thing to slip into in our lives. And so learning to tell ourselves the truth is such an important and powerful thing to do. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Anna, you're next in Arizona. Welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Randy. Thanks for taking my call. I would say stop caring so much what other people think, whether it's family, friends, pastors, anybody, because when I put what other people think about me over what God thinks about me, I'm putting them in the place of an idol. Mm. So I don't want idols, and children can be idols, things, possessions can be idols, thoughts can be idols. So I just say, Anna, I wish many, many years ago you had stopped caring so much what other people think.
How did that kind of self-talk earlier on in your life impact you back there?
Well, it made me be a people pleaser is exactly what it did. And my parents were amazing. My daddy was a pastor. But I tell you what, he did not expect my sister and I to be good just because we were the preacher's kids. And I know a lot of preacher's kids that grow up with awful, awful hang-ups. No, my daddy told us when we were just in elementary school, after we had both made professions of faith and trusted Jesus as our Savior, he sat us down and he said, girls, I want you to do what's right, to live right, because you have trusted Jesus as your Savior. Mm-hmm. Mm. Not because your daddy is the preacher, you know.
That's a smart dad.
He was amazing. Both of my parents were amazing. And I wish I could spend another 60 seconds with both of them and say, you know what? I know how difficult it is raising kids when they're little. It's even more difficult dealing with adult children. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. You've helped me.
Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life. I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Listen, one of the lies we tell ourselves is there is no heaven, there is no hell. I think, wasn't it John Lennon that wrote the song that reminded us to think about that? Can you imagine there is no heaven, there is no hell? And I think what we often do is we live in this constant state of denial of the reality that there's an endpoint in all of our lives, each of our lives. And that's a lie that has eternal consequence. And so my challenge, or I guess question to you, is are you prepared for that moment, whenever that may be? And I pray it'll be a long ways off. And if it's not, I pray today that you would say, you know, I need to tell myself the truth. The truth is God loves me. He cares for me. He's got a place for me. He prepares a place for me, he says in John 14. And I want to be one of his children. And you say, God, I'm done doing my own thing. And I choose to follow you today. That's a prayer you can speak to him quietly where you are in this moment. Give your life to him. Let us know so we can pray with you. Okay, let's wrap this up here with Tamara in California. What's a lie you struggle with, Tamara?
I used to always think I just wasn't enough. I just couldn't get the acceptance or the love that I was looking for, and it was there all along, and it started with me, that I needed to accept who I was and love myself like what God created me to be.
So that was something in your childhood you didn't feel you got an adequate dose of that later caused you to lie to yourself.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it was never good enough, and it was that self-talk, really. I mean, we have older sons now, and I have a little baby girl, and I mean, that's probably the biggest thing that I try to remind them is that we are perfectly and wonderful, like we were made in God's image, and that all the little quirks and things, that's all part of us, and that, you know, that we're loved unconditionally by him and by as parents, that I love them. I'm going to be disappointed, but there's nothing they can do to break away from my love. That's always going to be there.
You know, Tamara, as a Christian community, those who are listening who are Christians, we know not everyone listening is, but those who are, we have this balance because on one hand, we know we're not sufficient to get saved. We can't be intentional enough, good enough to ever measure up to God's perfection, and that's why he reaches out with grace and mercy. But at the same time, because we are his creation, we are his children, we are marvelously made, as you point out, we are enough. In other words, we can live every day in that beauty of knowing that we're enough in Christ because of him.
Yes, exactly. Because of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's the thing, And it's that self-talk. And anytime it doesn't line up, I always remind myself and the boys, I'm always like, hey, wait, does that sound like that's something God would tell us? And I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that's not. That's old talk.
That's good.
Try to get that out right away.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks for wrapping up the show today. I'll tell you what, we're going to just continue on this discussion tomorrow on the power of telling ourselves the truth. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. What lies have you told yourself that you'd like some freedom from, or you have experienced freedom? What have you learned about this whole topic of the truth and speaking the truth to yourself in your own head? Give me a call, and we'll record this for tomorrow's show. 888-888-1717. Call now, 888-888-1717. And thank you for your prayers and support for the ministry. God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with our team here. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.